I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The U.S. State Department included Iran in the top 8 list of countries that threaten religious freedom. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says the church is growing rapidly there, but
as the church has grown, it has gotten the attention of the government. The president there, Ahmadinejad, has said that he will eliminate Christianity from Iran. That's a promise that he has made. So he is doing everything in his power to act against the church.
Pray for believers already in prison and for the leaders of the church in Iran. Meanwhile, the number of people in slavery has reached 24 million around the world. World Hope is trying to raise awareness of labor and sex trafficking problems in Cambodia. Yemi Oshodi of World Hope International says
Cambodia just has one of the highest rates of sex trafficking in the world. It's a huge problem in the country. And we started our program in Cambodia in 2004 when we recognized that there was a huge need for a center that was different than just a shelter.
At the center, Christ is shared in a safe environment. A forum takes place on May 8th and 9th in Alexandria, Virginia, where you can learn more about the center and what you can do to bring justice. And there's good ministry news coming out of the Congo. A missionary from Grace Ministries International successfully restarted a lay pastor training program. 5 men who lead churches in the Kipaka area attended the first module. And until the next module later this month, these men are teaching what they learned in their churches. Pray for the team as they prepare the lessons for the second module. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Enter to win an all-expenses-paid Kids Alive Vacation with a Purpose trip for two to the Dominican Republic to see how Kids Alive is rescuing orphaned and abandoned children. That's the Kids Alive Vacation with a Purpose at 1-800-995-4828 for information or to register to win. Or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.